Nick Schultz, thanks for joining me. I'm Nick Lee from East Village Times. First of all, you were here with this team last year for a bit, and now you're here again this time. What makes this team different than last year?
I think the team chemistry is a lot better. I think we got a good group of guys, good camaraderie. Everyone gets along very well, so it's always always good to have that as a team and good team chemistry.
It's good for the fans to know that stuff. They enjoy that.
Absolutely.
For sure. So you were signed in 2014, and you've worked your butt off and gotten to this point. What have you learned on this journey from Eugene now up to here?
Just to control the controllables. You know, I think they make decisions all the time, and you can't get too caught up in their decisions. You know, I think you just got to play every inning with a good mindset and, you know, win each pitch and just stay in the present moment, and things will take care of itself.
And this San Diego Padres system is widely considered to be one of the best, if not the best, farm system in baseball. Mm-hmm. What's it like to be a part of that, and what are some observations you have?
I mean, I'm blessed. You know, I'm blessed the Padres are giving me an opportunity to play every day. And, you know, you just got to take advantage, you know, especially in a, you know, organization like this, you know, because anything could happen, especially up here in AAA. You know, you're one injury away from the big leagues. So, you know, like I said before, you just got to take everything day by day and work hard and things will take care of itself.
All right. And then Tuesday night, there was a few instances of pitch clock violations that kind of got the ballpark buzzing a little bit. And it led me to think, what are some of your thoughts on this pitch clock in minor league baseball, perhaps going to major league baseball, and the pace of play being a focal point?
I mean, to be honest, I'm not the biggest fan of it, but, you know, it's just it's all part of it. You know, we just got to adjust. I know, like, I think in the big leagues, I don't think they have the clock going. So it's – I mean – you know, I get it, the pace of play, you know, it's got to be a little bit quicker. You know, I get that part, but, you know, you just got to hang with them sometimes, you know. Like I said, control the controllables and go from there.
You're commissioner for a day, what would you do?
maybe give it a day, see how it goes, and then if it's the game's going too long, then maybe we can put it back up.
Okay, all right, that's fair. So with, you know, you grew up towards the Bay Area, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Did you have a favorite ball player you admired growing up?
Yeah, I was a big Oakland A's fan growing up. So I think the guy that I liked the most on that team was either like Ricky Henderson or like one of my all-time favorites is probably Albert Pujols. Just a good, good human being on and off the field. I mean, guy can swing it. You know, he was fun to watch. You know, fun to hit or fun to.
No problem. And lastly, Nick. Probably the most important question, you know, El Paso obviously plays in Texas.
Right.
You, yourself, and also this organization from California, we got to settle a really important debate. Mm-hmm. In-N-Out or Whataburger?
Oh, In-N-Out for sure.
Good to hear.
Doesn't even come close.
Good. Score another one for In-N-Out. I'm an Escondido San Diego guy, so good to hear that. Well, thanks, Nick. I appreciate it, and the fans will be sure to excited to hear this.
Thanks
a lot,
me.
Nick.
Yeah.
Good luck tonight.
Thanks. Yeah, don't make me look.